I think at this point, everybody knows what BJJ Fanatics is. Gary, do you know what BJJ Fanatics is?
Yeah, I think if you're involved in this world at all, you know what BJJ Fanatics is.
Just checking if you haven't been on the rock.
I mean, if it's your second, third time on the mats, you probably don't know. But after that, I'm sure stuff is filtering into you.
But listen, so in November, I had privilege to work with those guys. The Gravity Is Your Friend is out there available. But recently, I flew back to Boston to shoot two more. So those will be coming out very soon. If you're searching for my name on BJJ Fanatics, there's only one, then a couple more are coming down the pike. Keep your ears and eyes open as the things unfold.
Yeah, BJJFanatics.com. Check them out. Awesome, awesome videos. Hey, I'm wondering, do you have a place where we could go to ask all those questions that always come up in jiu-jitsu?
You are lucky. You are very, very lucky. Ask a Black Belt on all podcast platforms, plus our YouTube channel. What I do is essentially I collect questions that you might have and the questions that I've had for all this time being on the mat and record them as a short individual episodes, about 3-4 minutes long, and just put them out there several times a week. So make sure you go, you follow, and tune in.
Yeah, absolutely. Check it out. Subscribe, download, all that stuff, and get those answers to the questions you've always wanted to ask.
Welcome to Raw Radio.
We're live.
Here we go.
I'm cranky.
Yeah, I noticed that today.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're looking at me like...
I'm not looking at you. That's part of the problem.
Well, you should, and then you wouldn't be so cranky.
Oh, my God. And that was a great episode. Let's wrap this up.
It's nice that the tables have turned a little bit. You're the cranky one. I'm full of joy and happiness, and I want to give back to everyone, and you're sitting here with a sourpuss.
Well, listen, I'm just not feeling good. I took a day off yesterday, which doesn't happen often.
No, it doesn't. Why? I mean, don't tell us why. I know why, but why you took it off. But tell us why you don't take them off.
I don't know. Very often. Oh, nice. Nice transition to the topic. I see. You're thinking here. You know, I should take more, you know, progressively over the last couple of years, I've been working hard on creating more time for me and for, you know, just not work. But it's hard to do it when you really enjoy being at work. You know, it's hard because like, even so listen, like true story, right? Yesterday, I'm not doing well. I mean, I'm not feeling well. You know, I caught some kind of bug and COVID negative, by the way, everybody don't freak out. But you know, I had to take a day off. I don't want to be sneezing and spreading crap all over everywhere, everybody. And like, first of all, I slept most of the day, but two, when I was up, like I didn't know what to do with myself. Like I legit didn't know what to do with myself. I was pacing. I was walking around. I watched a little bit, like, you know, something on TV. I got bored out of my mind. I did actually went to my office and I started to working, but I don't have enough patience because, you know, like I'm just not feeling good. I couldn't work, so I'm this. I went to read a book, but I don't have enough patience to read a book. Like it's just, I was all over everywhere. So,
So what happens to you when you can't work, you get grumpy like this, right?
I do get grumpy.
Yes, absolutely.
I get grumpy.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I think what we're talking about, mm-hmm. well, we haven't really talked about it much, is a work ethic. And, you know, I think some people's work ethic is amazing and other people not so much. And I used to think of always about that a work ethic was like how hard you work, but I think it really means like how much integrity you have in your work. Like, what do you, the integrity, the discipline, the forethought you put into the things that you need to do, mm-hmm. right? Rather than, you know, up at the crack of dawn and you don't stop until it's 10 p.m. and then you crash and you get back up, almost a workaholic type of thing. I think that, you know, a work ethic is more about like the actual, the Now, what am I looking for? But like the integrity of your work, how?
What do you mean by that? What do you mean integrity of your work?
Like the importance of it, the
how much
dedication you put into it. Pride has, I think, pride is probably an after effect of it, but like the how much of yourself you put in it. For a positive outcome for not just yourself, but you know, the people you're doing the work for. And I think that has a lot to do with it because I've often seen people, in my old career that would come in and they work hard for the time that they're on the clock. But as soon as that time is up, there's no extra effort. Or they're the people that they work hard at what they were hired for. This is my job, but something happened over there and that's not my job. So I'm not going to take care of it.
Saying.
You know, somebody might see them as having a very strong work ethic because they're on time. They don't call off sick. They, do their job well, but it's that above and beyond thing that we often talk about where, like I said, I've worked in plenty of places where it's like something falls on the floor and that's not my job.
Yeah,
and you know what? Well, the cleaning guy is on the other end of this giant facility, and he's not going to be able to get over here. So, are we going to step over that for a half an hour, or is somebody going to take care of it?
Yeah. Well, while they are right, because technically they are correct.
Technically
they are correct. But my father told me a long time ago, "Hi, Dad. You don't get anywhere in this country." Working 9 to 5 and doing just your job.
There you go.
If you want to get somewhere, and I know plenty of people will disagree.
What do you want to get out?
I get it, but the point, I guess, behind this statement is that you cannot achieve success, or it's hard to achieve success if you check in and check out the way how. Alberto Crane, I just recently was on his podcast. By the time this is releasing, his podcast should be up or is going to be nearly around that time. So check out Alberto Crane, by the way. But we had a long conversation about that, actually, on his podcast, just culturally how this country is built when it comes to work. You know, we work to be successful versus a lot of countries, a lot of cultures around the world, they work to enjoy their life. It's two different perspectives, you know, two different goals. You know, I can't speak for entire Europe, but I know in Poland particularly, these guys get 3 months vacations. They have multiple breaks in between. They literally work 4 to 6 hours a day. You know, it's just, it's a very different life. Sunday, nobody works, period. Imagine that for a second. Sponge that. Nobody. Everything is closed, including gas station. It's closed.
Yeah, well, I remember things were like that a lot when I was growing up. It was a lot like that here, but at the same time, there was always that.
But at the same time, I am not bitching and whining about this country and the opportunities that we have. There is a reason why people are successful in this country. There's reasons why, first generation immigrant can really create a $1 billion company. There is a reason why 18-year-old can make billions on internet without, doing much, because there are opportunities that we all can generate for ourselves. Like, I know there's a lot of individuals out there who are laughing at freaking 16-year-old who's on YouTube making short clips and then somehow, or Instagram is even better, right? These guys who make millions on being, what do they call them?
An influencer?
Influencers, right? But, like, laugh as much as you want, bitch as much as you want. My head goes off to them. Because they've done something.
Right.
They've done something when they penetrated the situation to make it successful in their own way. And as long as they are not harming anybody around us, listen.
Yeah. There's a lot of people out there that are working very hard that people don't think they're working hard. And they are. But I also, to go back to what I was talking about earlier, I've been in different industries where maybe the person who technically wasn't the best at the job they were hired for moved up the ladder, became managers, and kept moving up after that because they were the person that would pick up something that fell on the floor. They were the person that would, you know, if they're the toilet's clogged, right? And but they work in the, you know, taking care of animals. Somebody's got to unclog that toilet. I've got 5 minutes right now. I'm going to go do it. And those are the people that, you know, I think have a great work ethic where they hopefully are rewarded for going above and beyond or stepping outside of their role to take care of things for the betterment of everybody else around them.
Yeah.
You know, those type of people, if you have more of them than the others, I think leads to a great community at mm-hmm. that job. Morale goes up, you know. But when you have other people who are, that's not my job. That's not what I was hired for.
First of all, this starts at the top, right? It's the leadership. It's not the management, but the leadership. Those are two different things. But in my previous life, in my career, you know, I had an opportunity to be involved in hiring and firing and you know, being part of teams and things of that nature. And one of the things I always gravitated towards during the conversations of hiring people, you know, or bringing them onto my team, or just even having conversations with my team to this day is, you know, I always think about it. I can teach you any skill, legit. Like, I believe that I can teach you any skill. I might not be the best in a skill, but I can teach you. I can direct you what to do. But I cannot teach you your attitude. Mm-hmm. The attitude is one thing that belongs to you. And unless you show the attitude that fits within the culture that what we're trying to achieve, this just might not be the place for you, right? So you might not be the most knowledgeable person. You might not be the smartest. You might not be the most skilled. Matter of fact, you might be very clumsy. But if your attitude is not where it needs to be, likely this is going to be hard. It's going to be hard for everybody, not just you, but it's going to be hard for everybody because there is certain personal approach that is needed in order for you to fit within the community. And we are community creatures. Think about this for a second. We belong, you know, our neighborhood as a community, our, you know, Jiu-Jitsu Academy, it is a community, you know, United States, it is a community. There is a reason why we go to, I don't know, Spain for vacation. Nobody speaks English, but you run into another couple that speaks English because they are from completely different state. You've never met them. And somehow you bond. It is mind-blowing. This is why you're at the airport and you see somebody with jiu-jitsu t-shirt and you will start talking to them. You will start talking to them, okay? Uh-huh. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you got to go back to a couple episodes. I told that story. But there is something about that. You know, there is why you're going down the aisle in a grocery store and sees another guy with a big ear. Say, you train? Yeah, I do. What's up, man?
So are all the people that don't talk to anybody and keep their heads down, are those people that you think are in a community where the work ethic isn't the same as the previous one? Is it?
I don't understand.
We're a part of a community and all these great things can develop from that. It's because we're all like-minded, right? So on the opposite end of the spectrum, if you have a bunch of people who are like-minded who don't go above and beyond, don't feel like they're part of a community, don't have the work ethic that we've been talking about, or they're just putting in the 9-to-5 and then they go home. Mm-hmm. You know, are things not as fruitful for those people? And I'm not talking about a paycheck. You know, I'm talking about life in general.
No, not necessarily. I think that they gravitate towards like-minded people.
Right.
So that means, you know, if you have no desire, if one has no desire to work, you know, above and beyond their 9-to-5 and being an entrepreneur and starting a business and running and grinding and not having Sundays or weekends off, you know, you just want to check in and check out, go home and watch Netflix, relax. There's nothing wrong with that. I want to make that clear. There's nothing wrong with that. But you will likely gravitate towards people who do similar, mm-hmm. you know, right? And now your path is going to be just that, which means, well, you're going to probably be very knowledgeable what Netflix has to offer, you know, and at some point you will run out of shows to watch. Uh-huh. I have talked to these people.
Yeah.
Right. Then we're getting into Netflix, then we're getting into HBO, and then we're getting other things, you know, and
Disney Plus.
And it is what it is. Right. But this is the mindset versus I think we by nature, humans are very community-driven individuals. Even the introverts, the people who are
introverted,
introverted. Right there, you go. There you go. That's the word.
I helped you.
Yeah, I know. Thanks. You know, even those who are very quiet, reserved, unwilling, or don't want to talk, they don't want to stand out, they will gravitate towards those. But think about it. Think about it again, like going back to the airport scenario, or you know, being in a foreign country. You know, if you need to approach a window and ask somebody who doesn't speak English, or you have another English speaking person right next to them, who will you go to?
Yeah. Well, here, man. I know people that can't place a to go food order because they can't talk to another person. They're so introverted, right? And so how does that work into what we're talking about today? Is I think you need to step outside of yourself sometimes, your comfort zone or whatever, to take on a new challenge, which then I think those are the people that are fruitful. They're fruitful in their lives. And it's silly to say, you know, somebody who can place a food order against somebody who can't, but I think it's anybody who takes a step outside of their comfort zone,
but
to benefit others, to go back to what I was talking about. It's not even to benefit yourself. It's if I go over there and do somebody else's job, which is only going to take me 30 seconds to a minute, it is going to make that person and that person and that person's life easier over the course of the day. Right. And every time you do that, I think it builds something inside yourself. Mm-hmm. So that you end up doing that more often, mm-hmm. bigger challenges, bigger risks, mm-hmm. you know, and then you are that person who's moving up the food chain while the people that are maybe more qualified are being left behind.
I agree 100%. And let's be clear on one more thing. Just because you are quiet, reserved, and you know, what is that word?
Introverted.
You're introverted. It does not mean that you're not hard worker. It doesn't mean that you don't want to go above and beyond, right? One of the smartest people I've met, the people who talk a very, very least amount. Like it's, you know, one person that I know, you know, good friend of mine from way back from a day, like the amount of minutes that he spoke throughout the day at the job was probably, you can count on two hands. Like that's it. He just had nothing to say. But the moment he's in his zone, I mean, that is one of the smartest dudes I've ever met. You know, I mean, so it's not that. It is how do we establish these buckets of how do we connect with people? And more likely you will be connected to people like minded. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
And that's where I think, you know, again, if you are hardworking and you want to go above beyond and you love what you do, that's who you will be gravitating towards. And if, you know, and if you're not, that's fine too. That's fine too. I mean, there's no judgment, at least on my part. I don't care. I mean, it's your life, not mine.
I don't believe you.
I do. Well, I don't. I mean, I don't care.
Ah, see? You said you
do. I
don't
care.
No, I just think that, you know, we always start these things talking about one thing and it kind of changes
it pivots,
direction, goes all these different ways.
Something else. Yeah.
But I think that, you know, again, I think a work ethic isn't how hard you work. I think it's what you do while you're working and how you affect others seeing it outside of yourself.
Working hard is very general statement too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
I mean, like, yeah. Somebody who is,
what does that mean? You put more time, more effort, you think more,
right. Well,
you get dirty more. I mean,
yeah,
what does that mean?
The guy that's on top of a roof in July is definitely working harder than somebody who's sitting in an office, physically harder. So yeah, there's a big difference there. But I think
that doesn't mean the guy who's sitting in an office is not working hard.
It doesn't. But
he could be working harder from, you know,
it's perspective, it's interpretation, perception.
Right. So,
I just think that, you know, you need to, I think a work ethic is what you do with your time
mm-hmm.
to benefit the people that are working with mm-hmm. and around you.
Yeah.
That's all. It's not the grind. It's the attitude you have about it.
Yeah. Yeah. No matter where you are, no matter what your dreams are, no matter what you're trying to achieve in life, just go and do it. Don't
take that action.
Take that action. All right, don't wait.
I'm going to take some action and hit this record button. Peace.
We haven't been recording?
No, it's going to turn it off.
Later.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Raw Radio. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to leave us a review and help us make the show even more amazing. For future episodes, check out our website and follow us on all major podcast platforms. Take care.